Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I know that we said we weren't going to buy each other gifts.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And we're sticking to that, right?
I'm buying you something interesting.
What?
But we said no.
Yeah.
But this is, it's not. Here's the thing. It's not anything you want. I actually did have a great idea for Aaron. Damn it. Can I tell you what it is and you can buy it for yourself?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There is, you've probably already seen it because you're just a dork. You can buy a murder.
What? I'm sorry, what? That sounds illegal.
Yeah, I'm going to take care of that ex of yours.
I would never.
No. You don't know which one I'm talking about. You've got a string of them at this point.
I would still never.
No, it's like you get a file.
Oh, I have that. And you have to solve it.
You do have it already?
I've done one. Only one.
Yeah, when I saw it.
It's like a board game or you
no,
just
no,
get...
No, you like get a, like a police file. And it's like there's post notes in it and like pictures mm-hmm. and different things. And you like try to put it, you're like, oh, okay. So this guy, here's his witness testimony and here's photos of the crime scene. Here's like,
it's
like,
not real.
It's made up.
The guy's talking to his lawyer. He's like, good news. Sold it for $49.95 to Aaron. She's working hard.
No.
We'll get you out of here soon, buddy.
It's like an escape room that you just... Damn it.
I'm glad it. Okay. It's like a game, almost like a story.
It's like an escape room that
and
you
there,
get.
And there are props. Like mine had, I remember it had a matchbox that with like a restaurant.
Car? Room.
Matchsticks.
The box that matches. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I thought car too.
Yeah. Sorry. Little boys go like Hot Wheels matchbox is like.
Oh.
Yeah. Matchbox 20. You think they're named after the car or the.
I can ask Rob or Kyle.
Oh my God, I'm not going to buy you anything now, you name-dropping piece of hell. All right, here's what I was really trying to talk about. Go ahead.
It comes from, he saw a softball jersey while he was waiting tables at a restaurant.
And it said Matchbox?
Matchbox 20. So it might be, maybe it was sponsored
by
Matchbox.
They had a name before that. Can you tell me what it is? It's like Tabitha's Secret or something.
It said Matchbox and then the number was 20.
Okay.
On the jersey.
They were something... Matchbox 20 had a name before. We are never going to get to what is like Tabitha's Secret or something like that.
Tabitha's Secret, yeah.
Well, shut your face. Is that really right?
Yeah.
Yep, 95-01.
Tell me my brain cells are dying. Okay, here's what I want to get you guys. And it's not even that much money, so you can't be that mad. I'm going to buy you unclaimed mail.
You know I love mail. So I'm down.
She's actually, if you've missed it, Aaron, our address is 4700 South Syracuse, Suite 1050, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Just put attention, Aaron, and she'll get it. She loves getting letters.
Yeah,
letters from prison.
I love it.
Letters from, you've gotten quite a few letters from prison.
Mm-hmm. I have, from inmates.
Well, she's working on their cases.
Damn it! I'm never going to get to this story. It's a real thing, though. Like, you can buy... So there's like, here's the thing that drives me nuts about the post office. And they're always like, we're going out of business because people are using FedEx. It's like, yeah, because you lose our mail.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So they have boxes and boxes of all this mail, apparently, mm-hmm. that they lost.
Okay, yeah.
And it's just sitting there like, well, what are you going to do? And it's like, I don't know, put it on eBay. And that's what they're doing. They have this thing where you can buy... Like, It's they've sold it to somebody else, or somebody's claimed it. Somebody's got it now. So here's the deal. I actually know somebody who's involved in this, sort of on a side thing, and I think we talked about it a long time ago. My buddy Ben, who owns El Jardin Restaurant, home of the world famous Slackerita. Stop in Highway 2 and something, 70 something. Just look for the big El Jardin sign. Anyway, he and his son have bought gift cards.
Oh.
Like you can, like.
Like lost ones or unclaimed,
like
something?
I think maybe what the post office does, if they look like greeting cards.
They open them and
they
just.
They open them and just knock the gift card out. They're like, yeah, we'll keep that. And then like they just have.
Sell it later.
Yes. And then you just buy a box. But you're not buying a box of Starbucks cards. You're just buying a box. And in that box is Starbucks, Topgolf, and then.
Whatever.
Ted's Worm Shack.
Anything and everything, just whatever.
And you don't, they don't say there's $3,000 worth of cards in here. They say there could be anywhere between $1 and $3,000 worth of, we don't know what's in here. Because these cards could be with 25 or 50 or nothing.
I see, or expired and or you whatever. Just,
they can't expire anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, they can't. Made that okay, okay, good.
Did that ever happen to you?
Yeah. Where they would like, if
a dollar a month or something.
Yeah, unused, they would just take it.
They would just, I did. I had $100 gift cards. They would just go, gone.
Yep.
I'm like, I never spent a dollar on this. Like, yeah, no, it was just May of last year, started taking a dollar a month off of it.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Anyway, terrible. I can get you guys like 300,000 pieces or something, probably not that many, of unclaimed mail. And then there could be packages in there. There could be perfume in there. It's just mail.
I just want to read the letters.
There we go.
Aaron, it seems like Aaron would enjoy it. Just the opening, like
genuinely.
The surprise, what's in it, reading. Maybe there's money. Maybe it's just... Maybe it's someone's bill. Like, I don't know.
Here's what I want you to do. If you have a bill that you're not fond of,
no.
4700 South Syracuse, Denver, Colorado, 80237, attention Aaron.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105. 9.